Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
The drawings of Henri Matisse must surely be among the most beautiful objects made by any human hand in the 20th century. Or, come to think of it, ever. This is how Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic Sebastian Smee opens his review in the Boston Globe of a new exhibit of Matisse drawings at the Mount Holyoke College Art Museum in South Hadley. It's the focus of this week's Artery segment, where we talk to artists, critics, and curators about what's exciting them in the local art scene. And Sebastian Smee is with us now. Hi, Sebastian.
Hi, Meghna.
So, Sebastian, that first sentence of your review basically says it all. What is it that you so love about Matisse?
Oh, I do get a bit overexcited, I realize, when it comes to Matisse. But look, he's just such a great artist. You know, probably my favorite of the 20th century. I mean, there's always Picasso, of course, and you can never rule him out. But there's just something about the quality in Matisse's way of seeing. And this show is a great way to be exposed to that. There's a whole bunch of his drawings, many of which have never been seen before. And most of them are from the last three decades or so of his career. And of course, that's when these beautiful qualities that we associate with Matisse really come to the fore. This sense of lucidity and distillation, getting rid of everything that's unnecessary.
Well, what do you think we see in this collection of drawings that we might not have seen had some of his paintings been included in the exhibition?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, of course, there's this tendency always to associate Matisse with color, and quite rightly, he's probably the greatest colorist ever, I would say. But he was also a wonderful draftsman, and he was one of the few artists who managed to sort of combine drawing and color in art, two things that had previously been opposed in theory and all throughout history. You were either a colorist or a draftsman or draftswoman. So Matisse combined these two things, and when you look at his drawings, you get such a wonderful sense of the way he was conscious of dividing up the page, if you like. I mean, he was very conscious of the fact that he was just drawing on a flat surface, and his lines were all about dividing up that page into different areas of expansion and contraction, of intensity. There's obviously that wonderful sort of languid openness you get in Matisse, but at times there's an awkwardness, a gaucheness as well, and he was very sensitive to all these things, and it's just a joy to look at them.
And the subject matter?
Flowers, interiors, plants, women, and clothes. I mean, very simple things. And he would sort of do these drawings in multiple iterations, again and again and again, but all of them different, and all of them absolutely imbued with their own life.
Mm. Now, you mentioned the word lines, and in your review, you sort of went out of your way to make a point of this, that we are surrounded by lines in our natural environment, but they're not actual things. They're the meeting places of surfaces, whereas in a drawing, lines are what define the drawing. They're what create the space. Why was Matisse so good at using that simple structure in creating these magnificent spaces on the page?
You're absolutely right. I mean, lines don't exist in nature. That's something that Delacroix, the great colorist of the 19th century, said. If you get up close to anything, it's just a question of atoms and molecules all in a sort of dance around each other. But of course, visually, we see lines everywhere. And in that sense, in my piece, I kind of connected that with a sense of pleasure. The way we negotiate our way through the world visually is very much dependent on where we see outlines and where we see the space around them. And I think it's that Matisse was so sensitive to. He wasn't trying to get it absolutely sort of realistic in a sort of fastidious, over-exaggerated way. He was just trying to get it in a way that had its own poetry and existed on the page as its own thing.
Mm. Now, this exhibit has been curated by another artist, a painter and sculptor, Ellsworth Kelly. Tell us a little bit about Kelly.
Well, I'm glad you got to that, because I think that's the other thing about this show that is really exciting and makes it very special. Ellsworth Kelly is one of the great living artists anywhere in the world today. He's associated with abstract art and very influenced by Matisse. I mean, he went to Paris at the end of the Second World War and really fell under the spell of the French way of looking, and Matisse was a huge part of that. So he was invited by the director of the Mount Holyoke Art Museum to curate this show himself. And that's what's so moving about the show. It's a tribute from one great artist who's really nearing the end of his days. It has to be said, he's 91 years old. None of us lives forever. And I think this is a really moving example of how one artist loves and sees through another.
In your piece, you mentioned that because of that, the exhibition may not have some of the the dutifulness
yeah.
that other similar exhibitions might have had they been curated in more traditional ways.
Exactly. And you sense that as soon as you walk in.
How?
There are no wall labels to start with, and I find that quite liberating. I just love the fact that you're invited just to drink it in visually, and that's what it's about. It's a visual experience. A lot of these drawings, because they've been hidden away for such a long time, don't have dates, and some of them are even unframed. So they've all been reframed with uniform blonde wooden frames. So there's a beautiful sense of kind of consistency through the whole show. All the works are hung in a row. Ellsworth Kelly actually had a mock-up of the gallery installed in his studio in Spencertown and spent a long time thinking this through. And even when he got to the museum itself, decisions he'd made back in the studio kept on being changed. He's done it all incredibly beautifully.
In talking to you, it's evident about your own great love of Matisse. Before we wrap up, I was just wondering if you could, of the many works that are being shown in this exhibit, pick one that you particularly loved, and can you just describe it to us and tell us why you love it so much?
Well, you know, there is an extraordinary drawing which is of Matisse's famous picture that's in the Museum of Modern Art, and there's a version in different colors in the Hermitage in St. Petersburg called The Dance. Many listeners, I'm sure, will know it. It's one of the most famous pictures of the 20th century.
The Dance is the one where there's the figures in a circle?
That's right. The Dance has a bunch of figures, all nude but very simply drawn in a circle, sort of gallivanting around. It's a gorgeous picture. And there's this kind of drawing, very small, of this painting. And I'd never seen it before. It was absolutely fascinating. It's on kind of yellowing paper. Again, they're not exactly sure of the date. And it may have been done after the painting when he was working on a commission for a similar theme of the dance for Albert Barnes, who's, of course, set up the Barnes Foundation in Philadelphia. So it's just a really special thing to see there on the walls in this wonderful college museum. And that's something I wanted to add as well. I mean, Mount Holyoke has a great art museum and it's well worth a visit.
And why did you love seeing it in a drawing form, though?
Well, it just made me think how hard Matisse thought about that painting and exactly how it was going to operate, you know, or the mechanics of it, if you like. And of course, that's what drawing is so great for. It's great at getting at the mechanics of how a picture is put together. And we think of the dance in terms of color. It's got these huge expanses of saturated reds and so on. But to see it without color, but just with drawn lines, made you think again about the way drawing divides up space and creates areas of kind of expansion and of contraction. It's a wonderful thing to see.
Well, Sebastian Smee is a Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic for the Boston Globe, speaking to us about a new exhibit of Henri Matisse drawings at the Mount Holyoke College Art Museum in South Hadley. Sebastian, thanks so much.
Thank you, Magnus. A pleasure as always.
You can find more information about the exhibit at our website, radioboston.org.